Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
Last week we talked about the Holy Spirit and how important it is that we be listening to the Holy Spirit. Because He's always trying to get you to the truth. And the truth is, you know, what God is trying to, He brings it into you because He's the Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And He's our helper. And He's in you when you're born again. And then you begin to fellowship with Him and talk to Him. And He talks to you. He talks to you through God's Word. He talks to you through people. So the idea is you want to be aware and raise your consciousness of the Holy Spirit. See, a lot of people don't talk about the Holy Spirit because we've seen a lot of weird stuff with the Holy Spirit, you know? He's going to make you get on the floor and shake or you're going to speak in tongues and you can't control it. Well, that's not God. God doesn't force you to do anything. Ever. It's always your choice, and He always gives you free will. So the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He wants you to choose what He's showing. He wants you to choose what He's revealing to you. You see that? And that's what's profound about it, because what you it brings freedom into your life. He's convincing you of the truth. See, He brings conviction, but conviction ultimately means convince. So He's convincing us that He has a better way and a better idea. And so that's what we want to do. We want to be in tune with the Holy Spirit. And we talked about the Antichrist. Ooh. Yeah, Antichrist. The Antichrist is a spirit that's already at work right now. It's already at work. It's up in here. It's everywhere. But you don't have to. See, Antichrist means, anti means against. So it's against Christ. So here's the idea. Antichrist will always control. It wants to control. And that's when you know, is there another spirit around here? If this thing's trying to control or trying to manipulate you, that's another spirit. That's not the Holy Spirit. Because He's not going to try to control you. He gives you self-control. See that? He gives you self-control. That's the fruit of His Spirit. Self-control. And so when you have that, it helps you keep your stuff together. See that? And so we want to be in touch with the Holy Spirit. Because He says He's going to bring to remembrance everything God has said to you. And He's going to tell you things to come. He's going to reveal things to you. So we want to be in touch with the Holy Spirit. Because He liberates and He empowers. So now, we're going to talk about some heavy things again here today. Live stream, hello, we're glad you're here. This is some heavy stuff. But it's, you know, some of this stuff can cause controversy, but I'm at a place in my life where I see things and I can't be silent. So I have to help people see some things. And so we're going to talk about that today. This is going to help you. This will help you if you're here to get help. One of His names is Helper. He's working here to help us, right? If we didn't need help, we wouldn't need a helper, right? We need help, right? So that's what he is. He's part. He's help. He's a helper. So we're gonna go ahead and look at our vision, and we've been talking about creation, sin. You can put that back up there. Creation, sin, redemption, and new creation. So we want to live in the new creation. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, when you're born again, you've become a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. So here's the idea. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. So as God brings in the new, sometimes it's painful. Sometimes it feels like your world is falling apart. You see, when heaven comes to earth, it feels like it does. It's disruption. It disrupts what's not in alignment with God. It disrupts and it breaks up. That's why we're broken. It's breaking up and it's bringing in the new. But when the new comes in, it's always better. And it's always liberating. It always brings freedom to help you serve him and do his will. Because that's what we're here for, to do his will, not our will. You see that? Happy Father's Day. You glad you came to church today? You know what? None of us would be here if it wasn't for our fathers, right? I said that on Mother's Day, but it's both true, right? So, we're going to look at this. Go with me to the vision, and then we'll go to Hebrews chapter 3. All right. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Okay. Father, we thank you for your presence today. We thank you for everyone here. We thank you for those who are tuned in live stream. Lord, we just ask that you speak to us and that the Holy Spirit, we welcome the Holy Spirit here today. You said the Holy Spirit is the teacher and the guide. Lord, we ask for guidance. We ask, Lord, that you teach us, increase our understanding and revelation, Lord, in what you are calling us to be and calling us to. Father, we thank you for it, and we're going to trust you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. All right. So, let's look at this. Go back to the first verse, if you would. Beware, brethren. He's talking to people who, brethren are people who know the Lord, right? Right? That's what brethren means. You're in. Lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief departing from the living God. You see, you can get away from God. Happens a lot. I've seen people that happens in their life. And, you know, that's not a healthy place to be, is away from God and his will and his ways. So now let's look at this. Give me the next one. Look what he says. But exhort one another daily. I like that. Exhort one another daily. While it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Sin has a way of really moving us away from God. But if you're born again, all your sin has been forgiven, right? Past, present, future. But it's the sin that we're not dealing with now. We now have to pay the price for the sin that we're doing now. Jesus paid the price for our sin. But now you pay the price for your sin. Did you get that? And you see this? Here's the idea. He says, if you confess your sins, the word confess means in agreement. If you confess your sins, if you agree about your sins in the way he does, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You can be forgiven like that. That doesn't mean you keep sinning and just keep asking forgiveness and knowing about it, right? But you see, when you understand who you are, and you, as you're a believer, you don't want to stay in the old patterns and old ways because it's keeping you from the best. You see that? Making sense so far? Okay, now, let's look at this. But he says, exhort one another daily. Everybody say daily. Exhort. Do you know what this word exhort means? It means to encourage. To encourage. You know something? We need to encourage each other daily. That's what the church is. We're supposed to encourage each other daily. That's pretty good right there. Encourage. Put courage in someone. That's what happens. You give courage to people when you encourage them. And we all need it. Because I'm going to tell you something. Being a believer is not an easy thing. It's not easy to be a believer. Am I talking to the right people? We need encouragement. Every one of us. He says daily. Daily. And so this is what we need. That's why you want to be encouraging your children, your spouse, people in church, people at work. You should be encouraging people daily. You should be an encourager. If the Holy Spirit is in you, he's an encourager. He wants you to encourage people. What kind of reflection are you of what is taking place in your life? Are you walking around like, this is hard. This is tough. That's not very encouraging, is it? Are you miserable? Are you always echoing the problems and what's going on in the world? And all? Is that what you do? Is that what's coming out of your mouth? There's no encouragement in that. Are you always echoing your problems? That's the worst thing in the world you can do. Remember, the word complain means, the word, first part of it, calm, is to blame. Plain means lot in life. You're blaming other people for your lot in life. You're not willing to take responsibility. I read this quote, is people who don't want responsibility don't want accountability. And so they are imprisoned with excuses. Ever get around people, they always have an excuse. Why this didn't do anything, why that, and why this, and why that. That's because they don't want accountability. Accountability is important. When you take ownership of something, you're responsible. So how we respond, remember, is our responsibility. Now, think about this. You ever get around people who just pull away from the church and start studying them on their own? And then they get a little group, 4 or 5, and they're just studying all the time. They're studying. They learn. They're going to get on the website. Shoot, I know all about Revelations. They got their sweatpants on and much stains all over them. And haven't shaved or taken a bath in a few days, but they're up in that basement. They're studying. You get weird when you get away from the body of Christ. How do you know that? I've been doing this for 22 years. I've seen it. I've seen the mustard stains and the barbecue sauce. And, huh? Is this making sense? I know you think I'm just trying to be funny, but I'm not. Because you do. You get different. But when you're connected, you're going to be encouraged. And listen to me. you get encouraged to fulfill the journey, to fulfill God's will. That's what the church is. You ever hear people? They always want to speak negative about the church. That's because they don't understand. They don't believe the Bible about the church. Jesus is the head of the church. We ought to speak great things about the church. When you have some, you don't have anything good to say about the church, that's because you're entertaining an antichrist spirit. When you understand that we're to encourage each other daily, you're going to be an encourager. The word exhort up here is the word paracleo. It's the same word for paraclete, where we get Holy Spirit. Same word. It means encourage, to summon, to beckon, to call, to speak. You see that? God uses people and the Holy Spirit in them to encourage each other. See that? And speak to them and build them up. See, we're to always be building each other up daily. Encourage each other daily, every day. This is the church. This isn't a rock concert here. This isn't some organization. This isn't the Moosehead Lodge. You understand? This is not a lot. This is not the VFW. I understand those are good places, but this is not that. This is the church. And Jesus is the head of the church. He says we're to encourage each other daily. If you're, I get people will come and they'll say, I was sick. I was sick and nobody came to see me. I've been doing this over 22 years here. I mean, going on 22 years here. I've heard that over and over and over. And then I'll start investigating a little bit. I'll talk to the staff. I'll talk to somebody. Well, does so-and-so, have they been here? Well, we haven't seen them in a long time. Well, were they serving in the... No, they weren't serving. Well, you mean you haven't seen them? No. Oh. Well, you see, they want encouraged. But they're not ever encouraging anybody. Come on, are you getting this? They want somebody to encourage them, but they've never been doing the encouragement. You see, if you don't encourage, it's not going to come back to you. If you're always critical and thinking about what's wrong, and you're not going to be encouraged. But when you're connected and you stay in daily, remember, heaven and earth, we're advancing God's kingdom. Man, it's going to feel like things are falling apart sometimes. It's going to get difficult. But boy, when you get to the other side, woohoo! Freedom, life, fulfillment, fulfilling His will, helping other people. See, you can't help other people if you don't hang in there. See, if you bow out, then you're just saying, I don't care about other people. See, if you don't get away from your own personal development, if you don't want to be personally developed, then you don't care about other people. Because your personal development is to help other people. And encourage other people. This is the church that the gates of hell, that Jesus is building. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. We need to encourage each other. Are you listening to me? Without encouragement, you won't have the courage to face your own demons and deal with your own stuff. I'm spitting a little bit. Is this making sense? I text somebody or call somebody every day. I'm saying something. And people do that to me. It's like, dog, that's good. They'll send a little quote or something, and it'll build you up. It gives you a little courage. Because, you know, you may be driving, some stupid thought to come in your head. I know that's never happened to any of you. But you see, when you're connected, you've always got this continuous encouragement coming in to give you the courage to be you, to be who God created you to be. He does it in the body of Christ. You see, it's not going to happen outside Antichrist. It's going to happen in the body of Christ. You see, that's the church. You see, that's what it is. If you're one that always is dogging the church, you need a revelation that this thing is good. You all glad you came to church today? Now listen. You see, if you're not connecting or serving or attending regular or helping, you know what? Nobody knows you. You got to get in here and let people know you. I come here, I get encouraged. I see other people do. Some of you are already encouraged. Some of you want to get out of here right now, but that's okay. We got the doors locked back. No. But I'm telling you the truth. You see, when you understand this, you want to be connected. You want to be in the church. You see, look. You know, I've seen some people, they'll pull away and they study. They're, like I said, they got the sweatpants on and all that. And they're studying. You can have information. You can Google up anything. You can know the whole Bible and not know Christ. You see that? You know, people come in there, oh, Google this. They Google up everything. They call and tell me, oh, you did this. This wasn't right about you. Okay. You see, but when you know Jesus, it changes everything. And your relationship, now you're in relationship with God, and the Holy Spirit is communicating to you. Other people can say stuff to you, and it helps you discern whether this thing is the truth or not. You see this? And when you're in touch with the Holy Spirit, you can go anywhere. Yeah. You can go into the room to people where people have betrayed you. Amen. And be all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people betrayed you. You can be right there and be in yourself. That's powerful right there. That's what Jesus said on the night he was betrayed. He celebrated. See that? You can celebrate when you understand who you are in the Holy Spirit. See, people don't want to talk about the Holy Spirit, but we talk about it here because we need to understand. All right. Like I said, when you don't think you need the church, you need to get a better understanding of the church. Because you don't believe the Bible. Because the Bible communicates much about the church and how we're supposed to be a part and connected and doing our part. Okay? Well, I don't believe in organized religion. Well, huh. I don't believe in organized religion either, to be real honest with you. But you know, there is going to be some order in. You got to have order, right? Listen to what he says. He says in Hebrews 10, 23 and 24, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." God is faithful. He will never leave you nor forsake you, and he will never let you down. He is faithful. This word faithful, it comes from the Hebrew. Just listen to what it means. It means legs on a chair. Faithful? Legs on a chair. What's it saying? when he's faithful, you're going to be supported. You're going to be held up no matter what you're going through. You see that? You can lean all your weight on this thing because it's faithful. Are you catching this? It's faithful. But if you're not around, see that? If you're not connected, you hearing this? Faithful. Don't you like that? The legs on a chair. And watch this. And let us consider one another in order. This word order is the word taxidermy. Remember, you take a fish, catch a big fish, you go to a taxidermist. They do their deal, and it looks like it was jumping out of the water, like it's still alive. That's the job of a good taxidermy. Well, that's what he's saying. I want the church to look like alive and like this. I want it in order. See that? That's what he's saying. Now listen. In order to stir up love, agape love. That's God's love. The word stir up means to incite. It incites something. We need to have things incited in us about his love. His love is powerful. It's unconditional. There's nothing like his love. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another, agape, as I have loved you. One another, we're to love the way, we're to love each other the way he loves us. Daily. Well, you know, I don't need to go to church. Well, you don't understand the Bible. You don't want to understand the Bible. Church, the church, is for your well-being. And when you begin to apply his principles and his word and his plan, that's what takes place. You get the benefits. Now listen. Listen to what he says. To stir up love and good works. The good works are really Ephesians 2:10. He's created us in Christ Jesus. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. You can't even do the good works on your own. You need to be in the body of Christ to fulfill the good works that he created you for. You see this? Now, to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. The day is capital day, the day of the Lord's return. We ought to be more and more encouraging the more we get closer to the day of his return. And this is how we should be. We should always be encouraging each other. Remember, you can't Google up a relationship with Jesus. You can't. So we need each other to get this thing working and understand it. Now, when you give out encouragement, you get encouragement. But if you're not giving any out, Galatians chapter 6, God is not mocked. That which a man sows, he shall also reap. For he who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.